You're listening to the Hammond Cast Show on KYOU Radio in San Francisco, California. This is John Hammond at the microphone. I'm an organ player, accordion player, member of the Musicians Union Local 6 in San Francisco, and Local 802 here in New York, where I'm broadcasting from today. I've got a really great show for you today, so thank you very much for tuning in. If you're driving a car, kick back and enjoy the ride. I've got some great music for you, some new things and some old things, and some current news as well. We're going to kick off the show today with a brand new track from my old friend Eddie Money. And me and Eddie had a band together a long time ago, way before Eddie had any money. And he's doing real well now. I just saw him. In fact, I was at his CD release in B.B. King's, and he had his daughter on the bandstand with him, and then just last night we ran into him while crossing the street on 44th Street here by Times Square in New York. So he gave me his new album, which is called Wanna Go Back, and he's asked me to play this track that we're going to play for you right now, and it's fresh. I know, because I got it right from the source. This is a tune that's one of his favorite tunes and tracks off the album. It was done by Ray Charles originally. It's called You Don't Know Me. And this is a really nice version that Eddie did in the studio, in Sausalito, California. And he plays some excellent harmonica on it as well. And he uses a device that's an old tried and true musical device at the end of the show, or at the end of the tune. It's called modulation. And for you musicians out there, you know it's a great way to keep the tune fresh and bring it up near the end of the tune. So you'll hear that. Right now we're going to go to his new album, Big Deal Productions. Want to go back, track number 3. You Don't Know Me. And this is composed by Eddie Arnold and Andy Walker. Okay, here we go now. From the new Eddie Money CD, Want to Go Back. You Don't Know Me. Take it, Eddie.
Give your hand to me, and then you say hello. Now I can hardly speak, my heart is beating so, and anyone can tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me. You don't know me. Now you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been, 'cause you don't know. Give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside some lucky guy loved you so. 'Cause you don't know me. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I'll watch you walk away.
Yeah.
Beside some lucky guy. Oh, now you'll never know the one who loved you so. But you don't know.
Yeah, that was nice. From the new Eddie Money CD, Wanna Go Back. That was You Don't Know Me. And you might remember that from Ray Charles. Eddie made that tune his own. And this album is available on CDBaby.com and Apple iTunes. Folks, you're listening to the Hammond Cast Show. This is John Hammond at the microphone, coming to you from New York City today. And we are very happy to be on KYOU Radio, 1550 on the AM side of the dial, and on the internet at www.kyouradio.com, streaming all over the world. Now, I'm going to take you to one of our favorite cafes in San Francisco, where I recently did a really interesting interview with an old friend of ours. And I can tell you, I heard this guy playing the guitar a long time ago, and he's still very active with his guitar and now practicing law in Yolo County, California, as a public defender, keeping people on the street when they should be, don't you know? And this is our old friend Barry Melton, original founding member of Country Joe and the Fish. In fact, he is the Fish, and he's going to tell you during the course of this interview not only why he's called the Fish, but what he's up to these days and what he was up to back then. So we're going to take you back some years in Berkeley, California. We share a lot of history there. That's where I grew up to. All right, here's Barry Melton on the Hammond Cast Show. Ladies and gentlemen, John Hammond here with a good old friend of ours from the Berkeley days, Barry Melton, great guitarist, practicing attorney in Yolo County. And how you doing, Barry?
Well, I'm doing just fine. I mean, I feel like a herd of buffalo right now.
Great, man. Well, you know, it's great to see you. Just so many memories flashing back when I see you. And I want to talk about what you're doing these days, too, but I want to go back a few years, obviously. I think the first times I saw you with Country Joe and the Fish. Now, I remember there was another drummer before Chicken Hirsch, right? Who was that cat?
His name was John Francis Gunning.
Right.
He was a New Yorker. He was from Greenwich Village. He was a jazz drummer and a beatnik. I mean, beatniks were our parents.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were our mentors. There would have been no hippies without beatniks.
Right. I remember when he was the drummer. That was when I first started seeing you guys. I remember before you started doing a lot of original material with the band, that you were covering a lot of Chuck Berry tunes. And I was really struck by your guitar playing, because you were really playing some great guitar, man. And you play outside anywhere. I mean, it was in the days when you guys would just set up your Fender Twin Reverb amps out there on the lawn and get down for the people. It was a great spirit back in those days. When did you start playing together as a band?
1965, in the fall, we made a record for the first teach-ins against the Vietnam War that were held at the University of California, Berkeley. Not that I was really a student, but I was definitely an agitator.
Yeah, right. Well, there was we were all involved in that back then. I used to sit down in front of the buses going to the draft center in Oakland and over by Leo's Music, you know, and
there you go. Yeah. That's exactly where it was.
With the 10th Street.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, the induction center was right there. I remember going to get drafted. It wasn't successful, obviously, but you know, for me, the Vietnam War protest movement was something that came out of the civil rights movement. I was active in the civil rights movement in the early 60s when I was a teenager. Sat in to protest discrimination at lunch counters in the South and things like that. I mean,
wow.
You know, we were motivated. We cared. And we were really, really idealistic. I wish kids today were that idealistic, because there's a lot to be done in this world, and if somebody doesn't believe they can do it, I don't see how it's going to get done.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I mean, the real activism epicenter was Berkeley at the time. Mario Savio, and everybody, that were jumping up on top of cars, and you know, the battle cry was you know, question authority, you know. You know, out of it inspired a lot of great music, no question about that.
Oh, well, you know, music is born of turmoil, because music is changes, and there's nothing like changes to bring on changes.
Ridiculous. I heard that. Well, so anyway, that sort of bring you back to the spirit of the 60s, folks, a little bit. You know, I want to ask you, of course, one of my biggest inspirations in the beginning of my own musical career is I was a volunteer for Barry Olivier at the Berkeley Folk Festival, and I got to jam with a lot of great musicians and attend all the concerts for free. And Barry, he put on so many fine programs, and I think that a lot of times that he's overlooked as one of the great concert promoters in musical history, you know. And you know, plus he gave a lot of groups their first shot. So he was in not only a promoter and an impresario, but he was like the Ed Sullivan of Berkeley in a way, you know. But how did you come to the attention of Barry Olivier, the two Barrys? When did you meet Barry Olivier the first time?
Well, we used to jam, as it were, in a place called the Jabberwock, where Barry Olivier was a regular performer, and I played and sung with Barry Olivier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 60s, I think, particularly the folk music movement of the early 60s, were special. We were talking before you turned on the microphone about somehow we've forgotten to respect our older musicians, the people, and older artists in general in this country. But in the 60s, something very special happened. The folk music movement emerged, and a lot of that was going and finding people who had made music in the 20s and 30s, older blues musicians, people like Booker White and Mance Lipscomb, Mississippi John Hurt, Fred McDowell, the people who people who had recorded in the 20s and then gone into obscurity, people like Jesse Fuller, who worked in a shoeshine parlor in Oakland for much of his adult life, and then people went out during the folk music movement and they found these guys who were oftentimes in their 60s and 70s and brought them out and put them out at folk festivals, and they played wonderful music, and we thrived on our musical heritage, on the blues.
It was so much fun. The workshops, you know, I remember he brought Janice Ian out, and it was the first time I met Joan Baez back then, and Richard and Mimi Farina was still together then before he passed away on the bike accident, and of course Phil Oakes, you know, and John Fahey, you know, and Sonny Terry Brown and McGee.
Oh, yeah. You know, well, Sonny and Brownie were Bay Area fixtures during that period of time. I just recorded maybe a month ago a cut for a John Fahey tribute album with a guy named Phil Kellogg here in the Bay Area, Henry Kaiser on acoustic guitar, and the Canned Heat rhythm section, Fito De La Parra and Larry Taylor on bass and drum.
What a guess. Yeah, Barry Melton, a real Bay Area treasure. Here he is here on a live album that he recorded at the Saloon in North Beach, San Francisco, with another good old friend of ours on guitar who passed away, unfortunately, John Cipollina. And John was one of the original members of Quicksilver Messenger Service, and John and Barry Melton played together quite a lot in a band called the Dinosaurs. And these guys are real dinosaurs, man. Peter Albin on bass, and Spencer Dryden, Bob Fleury, Peter Walsh, and David Getz on this instrumental track, an old tune called Harlem Nocturne, on the Hammond Cast Show, KYOU Radio in San Francisco. Yeah. That was nice. From the Barry Melton album called The Saloon Years, recorded live in San Francisco's own The Saloon in North Beach with the late John Cipollina on guitar as well. Thank you, Barry. And I want to remind you folks that Barry's playing all over the world still. He's on his way over to Paris, France soon, and you can check out what he's doing on his website, which is www.counterculture.net/thefish. Yeah. All right. We're going to get into a mellow tune here. It's one of my favorites off my new album that I'm going to be finishing up this weekend, in fact, featuring the great playing Lutz Buchner on saxophone on this great old ballad called My One and Only Love with Heinz Leisius on drums and myself on the Hammond XK3 organ, recorded in NDR Radio Studio 1, Hamburg, Germany. You're listening to the Hammond Cast Show on KYOU. And this one's for you, folks. Drive easy out there. Thank you. John Hammond keeping you company here in your car or in your house by the radio or in your iPod, as the case may be. If you're driving a car, folks, I want to remind you to keep it between the white lines and look out for those pedestrians, please. Yes, we'd all appreciate that. I'm going to play another tune from my forthcoming album. This is an old tune that's been a favorite of mine for a long time, and we're featuring the smooth sounds with Joe Gallardo on trombone here from Houston, Texas. And he's living in Germany now for over 30 years with the NDR Orchestra. And here we are playing Easy Living. I used to have a band called Easy Living. We found out one thing. It wasn't an easy living. But nothing is better than the music business when it works. Yeah. All right. Easy Living. There's Joe Gallardo on the trombone. On the Hammond Cast Show on KYOU Radio, 1550 AM in San Francisco, California. Yeah.
Thank you.
take it to the bridge. Yeah. Song. Yeah, what a sound they get in that studio there in NDR Radio Studio 1. Special thanks to Rudy Grosser, the engineer, who made such a fine sound for us there in that very fine and famous studio in Hamburg, Germany. So stay tuned to the Hammond Cast Show, folks, because you're going to hear more of my original tunes. Here's one that I wrote for my girlfriend Jennifer, and it's called Jennifer's Song on the Hammond's Bolero record. I want to remind you that you can get all our music on Apple iTunes, and say a special thanks to Apple Computers for their incredible support for the Hammond Cast Show, and to all the musicians and composers out there getting our music out over the internet. And if you're listening on the radio, you know you got it at 1550 on the AM dial, KYOU Radio, and streaming on the internet from the website www.kyouradio.com. I'm John Hammond, keeping you company here on the Hammond Cast Show. I'd like to remind you that I'm a member of the Local 6 Musicians Union in San Francisco, and in New York, the Local 802, American Federation of Musicians Union. The next time you're having a party or a special event like a wedding or just a get-together for all your old friends and you need some live music, look in the yellow pages and call up the Musicians Union, as you will get some of the finest professional musicians, and you can tell all your friends that you paid union scale to the cats. It's a beautiful thing. Support your union workers. All right, here it is, Jennifer's Song from my album Hammond's Bolero on the Hamburger Fries record label. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that was Jennifer's song from my album, Hammond's Bolero. This is John Hammond with the Hammond Cast Show. I want to say a very special thanks to my old friend Eddie Money for giving us his music for the Hammond Cast Show on KYOU Radio in San Francisco from his new album, Want to Go Back, on the label Big Deal Productions, and that great track. And by the way, his new CD is debuting his daughter, Jessica, and she's a fantastic singer and goes on the road with Eddie sometimes, and I had the pleasure of meeting her and hearing her play at B.B. King's on 42nd Street in New York. And that was a gas. And our old friend Barry Melton, otherwise known as The Fish, from Country Joe and The Fish, and he's playing with his own band all over and going to France very soon and practicing law in Yolo County, California. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Hammond Cast Show, and I am coming to you from New York City today. I'd like to give you a little bit of news that just came in on the wire, and that is that we are going to Moscow, Russia, for my second Russia tour. Jennifer, Joe Berger, and myself, all Hamburger Fries from Hamburger Fries Records. We're going to be appearing at a big festival over there called Music Fest. And that will be May 26th through 28th in Moscow, Russia. So to all our listeners in Russia, please come on over and say hi and that you heard us on the Hammond Cast Show. We're looking forward to returning to Russia. And after the Music Fest, we're going to St. Petersburg, Russia. So we're really excited about that. And on my birthday next month, we're going to Hamburg, Germany to release our new album that you're hearing a little bit of right now in the background that we recorded in Studio One of NDR Radio. That's Joe Gallardo on the trombone, along with Lutz Buchner on saxophone, Heinz Leisius on drums, and myself on the organ. And we're going to be finishing up the album this weekend, in fact, and releasing it on my 53rd birthday and playing some concerts around Hamburg in the same club where the Beatles used to play. We're real excited about playing there at the Indra Club on the Reeperbahn on the Grosse Freiheitstrasse, and in Downtown Blues Club. That is a really fine club inside a really fine steakhouse called Landhaus Walter. And we're looking forward to that show, because, you know, my band, we're not all vegetarians, you know. And at a brand new club in Harburg, which is a part of Hamburg, called Stellwerk. And we'll be there on the 23rd of March. And from Hamburg, we go down to Frankfurt for our 20th consecutive year at the Musikmesse. And I'm really looking forward to our big party inside the famous Jazz Keller, down below in the center of Frankfurt, near the opera house, the Alte Oper. We're having the Musikmesse warm-up party with some incredible people joining us that night, including our very special guest, the Hungarian tenor saxophone star Tony Lakatos, will be on the band. Tony is amazing. So if you're listening in Frankfurt, please come and join us, and you can get all the information off the Jazz Keller website, which is www.jazzkeller.com. and the Music Mesa is one of the biggest events in the music business. 150,000 people come every year. This is our 20th year, so we'll be seeing you there. Bye-bye now.